This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The My Site York Community Connect project is working to reshape York into a sight loss friendly city. With input from over 60 visually impaired people, they've been highlighting what is needed in the city for blind and partially sighted people to enjoy everything from museums to leisure facilities and help shape services. They won the Accelerating Impact Award at the Visionary Awards 2025, sponsored by Fight for Sight. And we're joined today by Scott Jobson, the Chief Executive of My Site York, to learn more about the project and what the win means to them. Hi Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, thanks for inviting me.
So can you give us a brief overview of My Site York and the area that you cover with your support?
So we are a local sight loss charity. We operate in York, which is handy given our name of My Site York. So within the boundary of York, so i.e. whoever you pay your council tax to, if it's the City of York Council, then you're within our sort of area. We were established in 1979, so we're coming up 47. We're based right in the city centre. We've got a very well-equipped equipment and information service, which is our flagship service, I'd say. It's attended by more than 2,000 people every year. We've got about 1,700 members on our book, so we don't just get people from York accessing our services, shall we say, because of the geography of York. We get a lot of tourists, a lot of people popping in. Can I have a cane tip changing, etc., and perusing our stuff. We have a befriending service that's 30 years old as of this year, a volunteering service, we have a transcription service, we run a counselling service called Talking Space, and we have tons of different groups and activities. And I suppose our Community Connect project was born from our community sort of connections and our sort of members.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you talk us through how these conversations from members about wanting changes to be able to engage with the city emerged Sure. into the Community Connect project?
Exactly, yeah. So through our sort of groups and activities, we have, it's like a cycle of listening all the time to each members, because you've got to be careful as well of not listening to sort of a vocal minority, shall we say, and I'm sure that will resonate with a lot of people, but getting everybody's views and thinking actually, some of these things are a problem here. Some of these things are a real barrier to access certain services, certain facilities in York, which should be opened and accessible for everybody. So it was born from conversations with members, conversations with funders, i.e. the National Lottery. And we said, actually, we think we're onto something a bit interesting here when it comes to engaging with organisations across the city to become more sight loss friendly. And we have millions of pounds in said budget, so we had to narrow it down to different areas, different themes, if you like, identified via blind and visually impaired people. So ultimately, the four different themes in the project, the four core themes, are sports, health and well-being, which, you know, that's working with local gyms, walking groups, sports clubs, etc. So and I'll come on to some of the things that we've done in that area. The second theme is arts, crafts and humanities. So again, working with cultural organisations, very prevalent for a place like York, certainly. So working with York Explore Libraries, all the different museums, churches, different festivals. The third theme was around accessing IT and communication technology, which is, I don't know, we've seen a bit of a growth area for probably everybody, I would guess, certainly post-pandemic and the needing to engage with different assistive tech. And the fourth theme was children, young people and families. So again, working with youth services, schools, QTVIs, looking at inclusive play, learning, different community opportunities. So they're the four different themes that came through from the community, and those are the four themes. There's 10 different organisations within each of those themes that we will be working with. So we're targeted, if you like, to work with 40 organisations, which is very easy, if I'm honest with you. It's not a target that we've exceeded it. So we're already working with over 70 different sort of organisations across the city. But there's only 40 that need to achieve, if you like, our sight loss friendly status, our sort of kite mark, our charter mark, if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about the Visionary 2025 Awards. You won the Accelerating Impact Award, sponsored by Fight for Sight. How did you feel at the ceremony? Yeah, absolutely. And let's move on to the win. So how did you feel for your organisation and all of the kind of peer-led members, over 60 people that have given feedback to get this award?
Yeah, I mean, we were super proud, really. With the Visionary Award, it's a special award because, you know, we know it's voted on by the sight loss sector. You get one sort of vote per organisation, so it's cast very carefully. So getting that recognition from your peers tells us that the work that we're doing is right and it matters, and it confirms, I suppose, that our approach to the work, it's making a difference. I didn't expect it, really, you know, because there was a lot of really brilliant projects out there, and you think, well, any one of these deserves to win. They're all really good. But when you do, it is quite a nice recognition, you know, and it tells us that we're part of something bigger. I think the Visionary sort of family is getting stronger every year. And what we've grown into in terms of this project, having, you know, 60 people with lived experience engaging in the delivery of this, and then the hundreds and thousands of people that are benefiting from it, it's quite a special time for us, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And now that you have had this recognition and you have a model that you know is working, what are some of the next steps for the Community Connect project to grow?
I suppose it's more of the same. It's difficult when, you know, any project is funded, shall we say, you know, and it's time bound. But we're hoping that something like this, it's given us the tools to keep it going. We can add something like this to our training offer. So, I mean, with any project, there is sustainability built into it. However, there are themes that are coming through. So when I spoke earlier about the four different areas that we're engaging in, the biggest one that is we're seeing now the most demand for is the accessing IT and communication technology. That is really sort of digital skills is really coming through, and the need for that to grow, to close the sort of what feels an ever-growing digital divide. But with the, you know, the emergent technology that's happening, you know, things like, I don't know, Meta Ray-Bans and, you know, Be My Eyes interface and things like that, and all the different kit that comes with it, it's really an important time for us to harness what the Community Connect project is about and take the learning from it into that area specifically. I think that's probably the future of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people want to learn more about the Community Connect project and My Sight York and the different services you offer, where is the best place for them to go?
Access our website, www.mysightyork.org. You can, actually, we've got an Alexa skill, speaking of emergent tech. You can say to your Alexa, Alexa, open My Sight York, and it will start reading out our newest newsletter, which is a lovely bit of resource and has all of our contact details. Or you can, you know, you can phone us, you can be old school and contact us on 01904 636 269. Amelia, thank you so much.